After every day of burglary, Billy headed to the crack houses west of Hollywood to trade his goods. The drug peddlers who worked the perimeters of the houses called him the Gold Man because of the jewelry he always had for trade. On a good day, he'd have loot from 4 or 5 homes. Schroeder kept nothing he stole, turned everything into crack and the cash he needed to pay for the hotel rooms where he binged on cocaine, crashed, and hid. Detective Cloud estimates that if Schroeder stole $2 million in merchandise, his return was not much better than a dime on the dollar, a few $100,000 worth of cash and drugs. "Almost every single day I was robbing another family," Schroeder says. "It started with one burglary a day to support my habit for the day. I needed $200. Then it got to be $300, and I had to rob 2 houses. Then it got to be $500 a day, and 4 houses, and on from there. It got to be a game. I didn't care about anything else. I would drive down a street and decide, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, that's the house I'm going to do. I was living for my drug. It was my life, my future. I spent every penny I had on it. And I was scared. I figured the cops were looking for me because of my prints, so I was living in hotels, moving almost every day. I never came out except to rob another house or get drugs. I would stay in the room behind a chain, a deadbolt, and a desk pushed up against the door." The zone run with Billy Schroeder's fingerprints that Detective Cloud had asked for came back with several positive IDs. Cloud asked the state attorney's office for a felony warrant, a request that would take several weeks to go through the legal morass. Still, Cloud was now sure who his man was. He just had to find him. Meanwhile, detectives in other departments, Hollywood, Hallandale, Miramar, and North Miami, were learning that Schroeder was an increasingly active break-in artist. "It got so that I could just pick up a burglary report and be able to tell Billy had been there," says Hallandale Detective Dermot Mangan. "When it was a daytime job with the place ransacked and food eaten, it was usually him." "We were all looking for him," recalls Cloud. "I once got word that he was going to a certain store to cash a check. I waited in there, and when he saw a man in a jacket and tie, he ran. He was so paranoid, anybody in a suit was a cop. That time, he just happened to be right. We kept just missing him like that. At the motels, on the streets, sometimes by minutes. It became a mission to get him."